The document, which totals more than 1,000 pages, provides details on gunman Alan Frazier's mental state leading up to the shooting. During that time period, Frazier alleged that a doctor for Urology Nevada had given him a botched vasectomy. Reno Police Officer Tim Broadway says the report notes serious concerns that Frazier's family members had about his well-being, and it highlights the importance of seeking help when a loved one is exhibiting symptoms of severe mental illness.
Some of the telltale signs being fixated on certain people or certain businesses or even political statements or things that are going on in the media now, realizing that someone is so fixated with it to the point to where that's all they think about, and then they start talking about hurting people, recognizing that.
Since the shooting, the Reno Police Department has been working with large institutions throughout the community like Renown to be more prepared for active shooter scenarios. Broadway has two recommendations for improving daily security measures in any location.
Have digital modern cameras so that way you can, if you see someone coming in with a suspicious package, you can see it versus a blurry image on a old, you know, green television screen, or, you know, even having the automatic door locks.
During the incident, which was almost a year ago, Frazier fatally shot Dr. Garo Gadoyan and he critically injured two other people. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.